Some critics of the Bush administration warned that occupying Iraq might turn it into a gigantic version of the West Bank. Whether that's a fair comparison or not, the U.S. has now faced a season of suicide bombings and attacks on U.S. troops. On this night, when President Bush addresses the nation, NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad to describe this one day in the life of Iraq. And Emily, I understand it's been an eventful day.
It's been an eventful day, Steve, and a pretty typical day. Some children were killed in crossfire when Iraqi police were chasing some criminals. U.S. troops went out on raids looking for people who opposed the occupation. One group says they turned up some folks who were apparently allegedly involved with a guerrilla attack at a children's hospital last month. There were some protests, a small one here in Baghdad protesting the occupation, a larger one in Najaf protesting the lack of jobs. Two missiles were fired at a transport plane taking off from the Baghdad airport. It missed. The plane was fine. And the electricity went on and off all over the country today. Pretty typical day.
And it's interesting, Emily, in light of the fact that there's a debate here over whether to send more international troops to Iraq, that Polish troops are already there, and I gather they were in action today.
Yeah, Poles aren't the only ones here, but today a Polish soldier shot and killed an Iraqi minibus driver as he apparently didn't slow down at a checkpoint. So they are following along with the U.S. in taking a really strict response to people who don't do what the soldiers say.
Emily, one final question, if I might. We've just gone through this list of terrible events that have taken place all over the country. I suppose if you went to a large city and looked at their police blotter for the day, it might not look so good, But are there parts of Iraq that are relatively quiet, where everything seems okay?
There are some parts. The north is typically much quieter than certain areas around Baghdad and to the slightly north of Baghdad. The south is generally more calm. Some small towns have good relations with the U.S. troops and very rarely have incidents. Others have incidents all the time. So it definitely varies from place to place. It also does vary from day to day. One place it's quiet for a while, one incident can change the whole thing, and another place can have a lot of shootings regularly and then maybe a day with nothing.
NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad. Emily, thanks as always.
Thanks, Steve.